I want us to rise up this morning. You know, we want to pray. And it's a prayer of thanksgiving. Number one, we are going to be thanking God. If you look at the book of John, chapter 17, 11 to 26, before Jesus Christ departed this world, he prayed some prayers for the believers. You know, that is the prayer that we want to pray this morning. Number one, Jesus Christ prayed for unity. So we are going to pray that our God will destroy every weapon of division and disunity among us. Go ahead and talk to God this morning. We are going to be thanking God for destroying every weapon of division, every weapon of disunity against the church of God, particularly in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. That going forward, the Lord Almighty will keep evil away from every one of us. From 2020 going forward, our God will raise a standard against every attack of the devil against his children. Every attack of the enemy that blinds our eyes, blinds our heart, that never allow us to be appreciative of what God has been doing in our lives. That God will raise a standard against this attack of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are going to pray that God will sanctify us as his children, that none of us will cooperate with the devil in 2020. Amen. Go ahead and talk to God. We will not cooperate with the devil, with the enemy, in 2020. We will not cooperate in any form with the enemy. One of the ways of cooperating with the enemy is not reminding God of his past good deeds. It's not coming to God with thanksgiving. It's not giving God a grateful heart. At the workers' meeting this morning, we heard about those 10 lepers. Only one came back, and his healing was whole. Nobody ever knew that he was ever leprous in his life. The others too, they had their healing, but that scar of leprosy was still in their body because they did not come back to give thanks. Every area by which the enemy has been attacking us, we close it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask God that we will not cooperate with him, with the enemy. I receive that anointing never to cooperate with the enemy in 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are going to pray. As many as have given our lives to Christ, none of us will lose our salvation. Amen. Go ahead and talk to God. I will not lose my salvation. My children will not lose their salvation. My friends will not lose their salvation. My loved ones will not lose their salvation. None of us in House of Glory will lose our salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus. That the weapons of the enemy against you shall be destroyed. Remember the word of God says, no weapon fashioned against us shall stand. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you Glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father and our God, we have come before you this morning just to say thank you. Just to reassure us that when you are with us, none can be against us. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you will open our heart this morning to discern your word. You will open our heart this morning to hear your word, to do your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I bring myself behind the cross, and I pray that your people will not see me, but they will see you. Only your word shall be said concerning you here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not speak of myself. Your power I will not acquire to myself. Your glory I will not share with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, at the end of the day, you will rain down the blessings unto us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Psalm 23 verse 17. See your way clearly in Jesus. That's the main theme of the passage. See your way clearly in Jesus. David said in Psalm 27 verse 13. Psalm 27, not 33. Okay. Said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. He had fainted. He has forgotten. Then suddenly he realized that there is the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for you in this decade, not only this year, in this decade and beyond, will never elude you in the mighty name of Jesus. So one of our main goals that I want us to set for ourselves in this 2020 and beyond is known as spiritual clarity. Spiritual clarity. And spiritual clarity is the miraculous gift of possessing the persuasive mental power in exercising a biblical perspective. And one of these biblical perspectives, chief among them, is thanksgiving. Spirit of thanksgiving will never depart from us. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So spiritual clarity is the ability to faithfully align your thoughts with the word of God as you grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So that when pain comes, you realize that God is there for me. When death threat comes, you realize that the word of God says, I shall not die, but live to declare the word of God. It is the discovery and understanding that the ordained purpose of God for our life. Look at Apostle Paul, the prayer he prayed, Ephesians 1, 17 to 21. Ephesians 1, 17 to 21. Pray some prayers there. Are we there? Let me read 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom. Say amen. Amen. And revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. 18. That the eyes of our understanding shall be what? Enlightened, that we may know that it is the hope of his calling, what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints. This many of us Christians don't realize. And that is why we fear a threat will come from a mortal. Somebody that can die tomorrow. And we begin to fear. There was a case in Nigeria. It was a case of setup. We all remember the coup, the Oladipo Dia coup. It was a setup. They set up that guy. They caught him in the act. They said it was a coup. And they set up this their military panel to try him. And they try him, and they sentence him to death. Yeah? That's the rule. What did you fall for the setup in the first instance? So as they set him up to die, the man to sign the death warrant for them to be executed, it was to be done on Monday morning, I think. Friday morning. No, it was a Monday, I remember. It was a Monday, because I remember we were inside a public transport coming from, I was still in La Sudan, in the Faculty of Law, coming back, rushing back to the University of Lagos, where I work. And I was a student at LASU, but I work at UNILAG. So, and one Hausa guy just came to our boss. He said, "Abacha, yamutu." And everybody inside the bus was looking at me as, "Is this guy okay?" He said, "You never hear Abacha, yamutu." And then as the driver now drove us along that route, we now begin seeing people rejoicing. Can you imagine that? He was to sign the death warrant of the guys that were to be executed that morning. But God executed his own judgment in the night. Why do you fear human beings, brethren? Number 19 says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which to come." So spiritual clarity can only be achieved by us dedicating our time to prayer and meditation in the Word of God, by reflecting on what God has done for us, and by giving him thanks at all times. Only God can reveal the truth by his Spirit. We can only fulfill a divine purpose through our surrender in obedient faith to the Word of God. The problem is that many of us never have that faith in the Word of God. We read it, we doubt. Let's change our perspective this year. Our eyes will be more open clearly in the mighty name of Jesus. Joshua 1:8-9. Said, "This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and what? And night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Amen? "So have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." In this decade and beyond, the Lord your God will forever be with you. Amen. Anywhere you find yourself, the Lord of God will forever be with you. Amen. Joseph found himself in the pit. God was with him. He was taken from the pit. He felt grateful that he did not die, but he was sold into slavery. God was with him. From slavery, and he was there, and he was enjoying in the house of Potiphar. He knew that one day he'd be freed and he'd go back to his father. Okay? And then another thing happened. And where did he find himself now? In the prison. But the Bible said, and God was what? Was with him. Then from the prison, where did he end? He was in the palace. You will be in the palace in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is going on around you that seems to be like prison will lead you to your palace in the mighty name of Jesus. So spiritual clarity brings on confidence that motivates us to action. Spiritual clarity brings confidence that motivates you to give thanksgiving. And this thanksgiving must be in line with God's revealed word. every word of faith, there must be a corresponding action. Every word of faith. Look at James 2, 19 to 22. James chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Only you believe that God is one. You do well. So do the demons believe and shudder in terror and horror, such as make a man's hair stand and on end and contract the surface of his skin. The demons also believe. Are you willing to be shown that this proof? You foolish, unproductive, spiritually deficient fellow, that faith, apart from good works, is inactive and ineffective and worthless. And I realized this thing when I was listening to that Gio sermon on Friday. In the camp today, there's camera everywhere. Gio said, I am telling you because that is the requirement of the law. There is camera everywhere. Anything you are doing, once you step into that campground, everything is being recorded. And there's a place where everything is being monitored. Then I started thinking, why can't you say, this is an holy land? I will just pray. And there will be no crime. Why do you think they brought camera into the camp? It's because there has been crime everywhere. Crime that is not even expected to be committed in that place is being committed. Then I ask myself, Jesus should have prayed and the criminals would just walk away. He prayed and at the same time he did what? He took action. Brethren, exercise faith. Take action with it. Read the word of God. Follow it up with what? Action. If you are looking for a job, pray about it. Then don't just sit down and think that the telephone will just ring and say, come and start work, without you going out, looking for it, searching for it, applying for it, attending the interview, and making sure that when you go to the interview, you go well. I attended one interview sometimes. It's this service industry interview. You know, and then they just give us one elementary school exam to do. But the most important thing is the way you appear at that interview. You have to wear your pants, not sagging it, you know, tuck in your shirt, put on a tie, you know. And they said, myself, my friend, and one other guy, and my friend and I, they said, we pass. The other guy that came did not pass. And I started wondering, why won't he pass such an exam? And I remember the hiring manager later telling us that whether you pass or not is the way you appear. Lo and behold, this boy was appearing with a long sleeve shirt that was not buttoned. He didn't tuck in. The inner T-shirt was showing, you know, how our youth normally dress, you know. Although his jeans was good, it was, you know, not sagging because he did not even, you know, tuck in. So, but because there was no excess overload at the bottom, so I know he wasn't sagging. But simply because he didn't dress well, you know, the tie was not there. He was rejected. Praise the Lord. So action is also very important. Look at 21. It said, was not our forefather Abraham justified, that is made acceptable to God, by his works, when he brought to the altar as an offering his own son? Praise the Lord. You see that faith was cooperating with his works, and faith was completed and reached in supreme expression when he implemented it, that is, when he implemented that good work. So to see your way clearly in Jesus will result in a stronger, faithful follower of Jesus, and your anointing will increase and you will grow. Say amen to that. Amen. So brethren, to see clearly this 2019, 2020, and this decade, you must read the word. You must be a good listener of the word. And not only that, you must do the word. Many of us are good listeners. Yeah, no doubt about that. Many of us are good readers. We read it, we study it, but do we do it? We want to do it like the way the world do it. No, it cannot be like that. We are different. In the law of Moses, it's simply an eye for an eye, and what followed? A tooth for a tooth. Okay? In Islam, it's also like that. But in Christianity, is it like that? Is that what Jesus taught us? No. That is why you will see, like I've always told you, my pastor at home will tell me, look, Brother Ruadi, Christianity is an abnormal religion. Somebody slap you. What did he say you should do? Turn the other one for him to slap. Somebody forces you to go a mile. He said, what should you do? Somebody took your shirt away from you. He said, you should also give him your coat. How many of us can do it? How many of us do it? God will give us the grace to be able to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. That was why you discovered that Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, you know, he was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not. I have reflected over that passage several times. I said, these people knew what they were doing. They were killing you. They know. But God said, we should do what? We should forgive. The Spirit will forgive, and to have that joy to be able to give thanksgiving at all times will be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a better amen.
Amen.
So this morning, I want you to know that when you have a heart of thanksgiving, you will have a clear eyes. Do not just concentrate on your problems. When we concentrate too much on our problems, we will forget what God has done in the past. Okay, this morning at the Fresh Anointing, Jesus and Gio, our teacher this morning, was telling us a story told by Gio that when they were establishing Abuja, RCCG in Abuja, and they were trying to take, Abuja has just become the federal capital of Nigeria, they need to establish the church there. He said he was praying that, God, this church that is to be established here, you will heal, you will do this, you will bring this, you will do that. When God suddenly told him, can you please shut up? For the next 3 days, I don't want to hear anything, but just do what? Thank me. It's very difficult. We all know that. Why we say we are praying for Thanksgiving, we are adding one request, we are putting one request. He said he did it, it was very difficult, but at the end of the 3 days, God told him, gather the elders together. What you have seen is an increase. Get ready for multiplication. Today that multiplication is being felt all over the world. Praise the Lord. I pray that you will be getting ready for multiplication as we praise the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready for the multiplication that will come in 2020 and beyond? You can only be ready if you are ready to give thanks to the Lord. This morning, I want us to stand up and begin just to thank God. Thank him for so many things. I know there are so many problems we are going through, but forget the problem this morning. Forget the problems. If you look at it, your life is still better than the life of somebody. And I want you to thank God that you are alive this morning. Do you know that since the beginning of this new year, bullets have flown here and there? Some people are done. Accidents have occurred and they are gone. They have become part of the statistics. But that has not been your case. God has, made you to survive. He has refreshed your life. How many of us remember to thank God before we go to bed? How many of us specifically say, Father, as I'm going to bed now, I want to thank you. Many of us will be watching TV and then we'll sleep off. And in sleeping off on that TV, we wake up in the morning, we rush to the bathroom, we rush out again. We take so many things for granted. But this morning, I want you to think deep. I say, Lord, thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you for making it possible for me to be part of this year. Thank you because I'm celebrating in your presence. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you because I am not alone in this journey. Thank God on behalf of the church. Thank God on behalf of your family. Thank God on behalf of that child that you have. Thank God for the education of your children. I want to thank God that in House of Glory, there has been no dropout among our children. I never thought of dropouts in college being a big thing until one day I came across the statistics of college dropouts in one of the journals that was sent to my office. In UIC alone, I discovered that the dropout rate was almost 50%, 49%. That means when two people go in there, only one will come out. Ten, five will come out. It was even worse in Chicago State University. Never even knowing that it was worse in that college where I was until I look at the statistics. 70%. But how many of our children have gone to university and spent beyond the normal year they're supposed to spend? None. In fact, the moment they entered, we look at the calendar. We are getting ready for the graduation in 4 years' time. We will go there, we will celebrate. We will come back. We forget. We are sent every year we send children to colleges, and they are coming back. And then remember, majority of these children in this church are going there with scholarships. Our daddy came out and gave testimony. He said he's richer than some of the rich men in this world. And it is true. Daddy, I thank you. I bless you. You did not allow illness and infirmities to take anyone away. Nobody died in our midst. We counted and none was missing. What a beautiful God you are. You are a marvelous God. You open our eyes clearly to know that we need to give thanksgiving. Daddy, we bless you. Your children are here this morning to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are so many requests that your children will have brought before you. But we are forgetting those requests this morning just to say thank you. Therefore, Lord, we are putting down a down payment of thanksgiving for the great and mighty things that you are going to do. For the fruit of the womb that you are going to give us. For multiplication that is coming into our family. For multiplication that is coming into your church. For the good job that your children are going to get. For our children that are going to be going into college. We are thanking you, O Lord, for security. We are thanking you for protection. Daddy, we are thanking you for keeping our homes safe. We are thanking you because bullets of the enemy did not hit anybody. Father, this decade and beyond, we are praying that thanksgiving will never depart from us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying that this decade and beyond, reason to thank you will be abundant in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying as a church that our spiritual eyes will be clearly opened. And we will know how beautiful it is to come to your gate with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this decade, we are giving you a down payment of thanksgiving for childbearing. We are giving you a down payment of thanksgiving for marriages. We are giving you a thanksgiving payment, down giving payment for sound health, for prosperity, for joy, for joining masses, for dancing and rejoicing. In the mighty name of Jesus. All your children that are here this morning, Lord Almighty, you will write their names in the book of life. None shall be found missing. Lord Almighty, none of us shall be found missing. In our joy shall continue to be multiplied. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Let's put hands together for the Almighty.